You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with my program, this is the show where for the next hour I'll be playing like a little bit of variety, just kind of showing off some music from the CJSF archive, as well as kind of doing a little bit of talk and doing a little podcasting about myself and, you know, little bits of pop culture and things in my life that I find interesting to myself. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwilum, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. What's going on with you guys? Took a little break last week to go camping, but I've had a pretty decent week. I've been working a lot this summer, trying to stack my bread for the school year so I don't have to work as much and so I could just go and attend my classes. But had a pretty gnarly, like, 5-straight-day closing shift every day, so I feel like that really feeds into my weekend, which is Wednesdays and Thursdays, and at a funny timing, too, a bunch of my skater friends from Victoria happened to come and show up in Vancouver, which is, like, a treat in itself. You know, like, I'm happy to, I'm always happy to have all my friends over, you know. I feel like I've usually, like, skating alone in the city, you know, which is okay, honestly. Like, I've come to appreciate the, like, solo skate sesh. But, you know, it's always nice when some friends come over. It was kind of a spur of the moment thing where somebody needed housing. And then next thing you know, like, there's three, like, stinky boys staying at my house, sleeping on the floor. So, you know, living it up right now. But it's a little bit stressful, I find. Like, I find sometimes, you know, like, kind of need time to allow my social battery to sort of, like, recharge. And it's kind of hard when you're playing the host. So, you know, I've got these guys over and, like, cooking them meals and stuff and, like, showing them around town because they're all from Victoria. I don't think they've spent, like, the most amount of time in Vancouver and whatnot. So a little bit of, like, that, like, anxiety of, like, being the host. I think there's, like, a very funny, like, in skateboarding, there's kind of this notion of, like, akin to sort of, like, being the one to pick where to go out and eat with your friends, like, where everybody's kind of lukewarm. It's kind of like, yeah, oh, let's go get sushi. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm easy, you know. Oh, what, you know, I had sushi last week, but whatever, you know, whatever you're feeling, you know. It's kind of a lot of indecision, and so there's this kind of notion in skateboarding that, like, who wants to go street skating? Me, 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 me. But who wants to pick the skate spot? You know? So, kind of yesterday, I've been kind of playing a bit of tour guide and, like, you know, showing them all the street spots, and they're super cool. My group of friends from Victoria, they're all, like, super into, like, they're all super into, like, filming skateboarding and whatnot. So they're on their, like, productive, like, getting clips sort of deal, which is good for them. I feel like I'm a solid, like, park skater most days. Like, I go show up to the Britannia DIY courts and I just kind of spend my whole day there hanging out with my friends and just kind of, like, vibing. But, you know, happy to, like, be skating a lot this week, and so that's what's been going on with me and whatnot. And you know, always nice to have guests over, but I'm kind of a little bit relieved to come up and come to Burnaby and come do radio for you guys, because it's, like, my safe third space a little bit. Like, I can kind of breathe again now that I'm here, so happy for that. But that's enough about my little weekend right now. I'm gonna get to some music first here. For my first track this week, I've got a song called Harmony by Johnny Zithers here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That last track there was by a band called Loma. Song was called Affinity here on CGSF 90.1 FM. So this past week, I said a little bit earlier that I've been working a ton. It's kind of me thinking a lot about like bartending a little bit, there's kind of been a new opportunity at my current job that they're going to like open another franchise of their restaurant, which is super cool. I've been getting involved in sort of the team that's going to open a new restaurant, which is kind of like a new challenge in my like serving career, I suppose you could call it career, that I've never really explored before, which is a team that I'm pretty excited to be a part of. Yesterday, my manager, or the soon-to-be GM, picked us all up, and me and another one of my coworkers went and toured the new location in North Van, got to see them build it and sort of look at the new menu, and it's getting me really excited about, you know, this grand opening of this new restaurant, being a bartender at this new thing. And I was kind of thinking about, like, sort of, like, what it means to be a bartender a little bit, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's not simply just about like serving drinks all the time, you know, it's kind of like a big performance, you know. I think some people come to the bar a little bit expecting to be almost like entertained a little bit by their bartender, you know, like I think there's like a notion of going and like talking and getting to know, and you know, vice versa. Like I feel like I've been very fortunate enough to you know, be in this kind of very social job where there's a lot of regulars, a lot of locals, and I get to like know a lot of people from my neighborhood, like more than you know, simply just like living and kind of knowing my neighbors. I'm from like my first kind of real bartending job was a restaurant called Tangent Cafe back in the day. It was like maybe 2 years ago, but we still mourn it a lot, this restaurant, before it got sold. But I'd been living, you know, in my area that I do for a while prior. Like I was maybe on commercial drive for about like 2 years before I got the job, and it really like kind of opened up my avenues a little bit, I find. Like, you know, got to know the regulars, kind of felt more comfortable on my street, and so that's sort of like kind of what has happened, you know, at this new job. Kind of a continuation of sort of, you know, I just like know a ton of people in my neighborhood, which feels really good. I feel like it feels very fulfilling. It feels like I'm part of a community. Even my friends who are visiting kind of remarked that, you know, it's like it feels like, I mean, for them, they're coming from Victoria, which is like, you know, not a small city, but, you know, not a metropolis, like a sprawled metropolis like Vancouver is. But, you know, not to pat myself on the back a little bit, it kind of felt like I knew some people, you know, kind of feel like I was in the scene, you know what I mean, you know. So, speaking of that, like, one of my good friends, I had met, as a regular, at my last work at Tangent Cafe. This guy, Eric, super nice. He always tunes into my radio show. Maybe he's tuned in now, but I know he's insanely busy. But, you know, he's kind of been like been a bit of opportunity too, because like this weekend, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed actually, I can't really count my chickens before they hatch kind of thing, but Eric might get us access to a sailboat in time for the fireworks on Saturday, which I'm very excited about. It might just be kind of just like some, you know, somebody's sailboat, but I mean, I haven't been to the Celebrations of Light in many, many years, and this seems like as a good of opportunity as any to be right there on False Creek and maybe, you know, watch the fireworks once again. So I'm looking forward to that this weekend. I also seemingly had like a good conversation with a regular this week about mountain bikes that I kind of been like, this is like a little fun fact that I've literally been sharing with everyone I met, like kind of said this to everybody at the skate park a little bit, but he's a big mountain biker, and so I think there's like a little bit of overlap between that and like skateboarding. I think there's like this idea of like overtuning your setup to being to like your you know, to your liking. You know, it's not necessarily just about like having the newest and best thing, but sometimes people really like to, you know, I mean, for example, like a very prime example of sort of overtune in skateboarding, I find, is like people always talk about like, you know, it's way easier to get into grinds when you've got grooves in your truck from, you know, using a well-worn, broken-in pair of trucks sort of thing, you know. And so we were all at the bar, and I was serving him. We're watching Crankworks, which is the downhill mountain biking competition that's held in Whistler. I think it was just this past weekend here. I'd never like watched any of it, so we put it up on the TV. It was really dead at the restaurant, so we watched these guys racing down, and he was telling me about the story about this very famous race at one of these downhill mountain biking race competitions somewhere on some World Cup of mountain biking, where there was somebody who out the gate of the race breaks his chain, his bike chain, which allows him to pedal, and he still manages to pull out the race. And this is kind of like the little interesting tidbit about Overtune. My friend was at the bar was telling me that like sometimes that isn't actually a bad thing. I mean, you would assume that breaking your chain would not allow you to pedal, therefore like you can't pedal downhills or whatever, and you can't like fully, push your bike that much further, because it is like a time trial event. Like every sort of second counts. Like, you know, I think people win these competitions with like fractions and or milliseconds of seconds above, you know, the person behind them, you know. And so what seemed to be a very detrimental thing turned into something like that he knew how to use to advantage. And so this guy Ben was telling me that like you forget that the chain on a bike kind of holds the frame together, and in some ways sort of adds a layer of suspension to the bike. And so by removing it out, this racer who's racing downhill is able to, because he knows how to use it to his advantage, is able to use the bike and like pump into like the downhills a little bit deeper than he normally would, just because of the lack of suspension that the chain is, like the lack of force that it is exerting on the frame itself. And so this guy ends up winning the race, and it's really cool and whatnot. And so I thought that was such a cool little tidbit of like, you know, people kind of like knowing their setups really well, and seems like, you know, knowing their bike to the full extent. Really cool thing to see. But anyways, I'm kind of rambling here. On to some more music. I'm gonna go to a quick PSA here, but after that we'll be back with Rarity, Kiss, here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. A spider's web is an intricate piece of precision engineering, and the spider's silk it's constructed with is amazing. Made from large proteins, it's sticky, stretchy, and tough. So it's no surprise that many small birds make a point of collecting strands of spider silk to use in nest construction. Birds like hummingbirds, kinglets, gnatcatchers, and some vireos. Golden-crowned kinglets, among the smallest of songbirds, build a tiny, square nest. They often use strands of spider silk to suspend the structure from adjoining twigs, like a tiny hammock. When a female ruby-throated hummingbird is building her nest, she collects the spider silk she needs by sticking it all over her beak and breast. When she reaches the nest site, she'll press and stretch the silk onto the other materials, such as lichen and moss, creating a tough, tiny cup. Spider silk not only acts as a glue, holding the other bits together, but it's flexible enough to accommodate the growing bodies of nestlings. Where we might reach for duct tape, these birds turn to spider silk. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
In a circle, all my friends, pass the potent plant again. Think it off, don't say a word. sinking deep, block out the world. Run around, the feeling fits, never seem to quite handle it. The stupid shit and the selfishness and the burning bits of the last few. Take a deep breath, hold it in, never sick of it.